Welcome back. It's your girl Jasmine with the Proverbs 31 exclusive podcast. I am here a day late, but I am here. Yesterday was just kind of crazy. I had to work a big part of the day. I had a lot of stuff to get done with the kids, but I am still here. Today, our affirmation is this: I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I am anointed for everything that I am called to do. Say it with me this time. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I am anointed for everything that I am called to do. So our scripture for today is one that I think most people are familiar with. It's Psalm 119, verse 105. And it says, "The word is a lamp to our feet that illuminates our path a step at a time." And so with that being our scripture, I want to ask you a question. I want you to think about it. I know I can't hear the answer, but I do want you to consider it for yourself. Have you ever struggled with imposter syndrome? If you're not sure what that is, I did go ahead and grab a quick definition from a website called verywellmind.com. And this is, quote, what they have on their website. Quote, "To put it simply, imposter syndrome is the experience of feeling like a phony. You feel as though at any moment you are going to be found out as a fraud, like you don't belong where you are and you only got there through dumb luck. It can affect anyone, no matter their social status, work background, skill level, or degree of expertise," end quote. And so I would just add to that, that can affect you when you're first trying to start out on, your purpose journey, first starting out in your career. First starting out on what it is that you know that God has called you to do. Or, you know, if you've already had experienced some success and you're already at a certain level, maybe you're trying to go further, or you could just be having a season of feeling, experiencing that imposter syndrome where it's kind of like, I'm not really this person. I'm not good enough. You know, I'm not qualified enough. This isn't really me. You might start to feel like a fake. And honestly, that's something I've been dealing with a tad bit. I have been, life, man, has thrown me some curveballs, and of course, those is awesome, but it just seems like back to back to back to back lately, to the point where achieving my own personal goals and business goals has been difficult, and I've reevaluated, and I've, had to revise some things just because life has thrown me some things where it's like, okay, now that goal isn't as realistic within that deadline, you know. And of course, just like I talked to you guys about, I have my plan for setbacks. I have things that I do to revise, and it's like, okay, I still will accomplish this even if I am no longer able to be as ambitious in it as I previously was before, due to grief or, you know, a crazy change in schedule, or like right now going through with my daughter where she's going backwards in some skill set things. Nothing developmentally wrong with her, nothing physically wrong with her. Just she's always been like that. I always say she has spidey sense. It's like she knows when mommy has a lot to do because that's when she acts up for real, for real. And so just going through and making sure that she has enough attention despite everything on my to-do list, right? So that she doesn't feel that need to act out as much. So lots of things. But I'm like, you know, I know that God has given me that this is part of my purpose. This is part of what he's called me to do, to help others achieve their goals. Because when I tell you it just clicked, I mean, I've researched on it, I've studied on it, and I've put the things to work in my own life. But when I tell you really at one point in time, it really just clicked and was like, this is what you have to do. And God really just supplied a lot of the knowledge too, as far as narrowing down what your purpose might be. Again, I do have a purpose journal called Unearthing. You have to look it up on the website. It's also on my Instagram, things like that. But I have a goals workbook, of course, which I've already mentioned. And I've actually helped people in person, face to face, right, narrow down their purposes and achieve and develop and achieve some of their goals. And so the point being, I know that it's from God. But, you know, sometimes I sit back and I feel like, wow, you know, I'm not like this millionaire who's crushed every single goal and realized all of their dreams. I'm not the person that I might envision who should be carrying this calling, right? Maybe you're dealing with some of the same things where it's like, God, I'm not this person for real. Like, I think I'm just supposed to work a 9-to-5. No shade to those who do, and I still do. But, you know, sometimes you think you're ready first to settle for average because extraordinary seems so far away, and it might not feel like, you know, based on your background, based on your own personal experiences, it might not feel like that's who you're supposed to be. That doesn't mean that wasn't God's plan for you. And so that's something that I've been very intentional in reminding myself. Also, I'm naturally a perfectionist. I'm naturally very goal-oriented anyway. And so when I don't necessarily achieve something the way I thought I should, I have to be intentional in remembering those small wins. That's not something that I'm naturally good at. I have to make myself. So for instance, you know, I'll have a day where it's like I have so much, you know, that I want to get accomplished, and then maybe I don't accomplish a lot of things outside of my motherly responsibility, and I have to sit back and remember, like, I did my baby's hair today, you know, as far as like an actual protective hairstyle. Yeah, the ones who know, right? Those wash day and protective hairstyles for African Americans is not a small time investment, usually, for most of us. And so, you know, just, and my son has long hair too, he doesn't want to cut it off. And so sometimes just getting through hair day, if that's all I got done was hair, I have to sit back and remember, you know, what that means. Hey, my baby's hair is healthy. Right. That was part of my motherly responsibility. God gave me this children. That means that is part of my calling as well. You know, getting the house cleaned up. It doesn't seem like a lot, but that is part of my calling as well. Providing a safe place for my children, you know. And sometimes I'm like, yeah, but I wanted to get another chapter of my book done. And, you know, maybe I didn't get quite that done. But, you know, those other things are part of my calling as well. And just really remembering to celebrate the small wins. One thing I do in my personal life that I advise others against doing in the goals workbook that I wrote is to be very realistic in what you can achieve. So if it's wash day and you know that that's going to take hours, and you know you have little kids that are going to squirm and scream and hate every part of it like I do, then you probably don't plan a whole lot to do for that day. And I still kind of think I'm Superwoman. And, you know, I have my goals set out for the week that are realistic, that I make myself be realistic about. And then I always add a few more in there, like, yeah, but if I'm doing really great, you know, I'll crush these as well. And sometimes those extra ones don't always get accomplished because, again, they weren't realistic. But I just think I can be Superwoman and maybe not sleep or something. I don't advise that to anybody else. I'm telling you about my own vulnerable moments and maybe even what not to follow. But it feels like sometimes if I'm not perfect in doing myself what God has had calling me to help others with, then it feels like, why would they listen to me, Lord? Like, who am I to do this? And I just have to remind myself, this is part of what God called me to do. And just because I haven't reached perfection in it doesn't mean that I can't help others with their journey with it as well. You know, God has been on me like he's the only perfect one. And so to think that I think sometimes we think we have to be at this place of perfection before we can reach out and help others get there, when really we're all on a journey. And so that's why I like our scripture for today, where it talks about the word being a lamp to our feet that illuminates our path a step at a time, because that's really what God does. He gives us what he has for us to do one step at a time. And I remember when God started revealing to me some of the things of my purpose, some of the things I would do. And honestly, he gave me two of my books that I would write in a dream, neither of which are out yet. One, I have a full rough draft done, but I need to do some other work on. And one is in the works. I don't really want to talk about them yet. One will actually be published under another name, just because it will tell some personal things that affected me about other people. It's a story I know I have to get out, but I don't want to seem to come off like I'm shade nobody. And then another one would be written just under Jasmine Bryant, my name, and you know, that will be coming out later. But as he started to give me those things and reveal some things to me, first I was excited and then I got overwhelmed. And I'm like, God, first of all, who am I to do this? Secondly, I don't have the money to do this, you know, write the editor and all that. And thirdly, just, oh my God, how am I going to get this done? I'm already a single mom, blah, blah, blah. And so that was just part of it. I know for a fact that he still hasn't revealed all of it to me. And at that point, he hadn't even told me what he's told me now. But the overwhelm that came even with just that and the imposter syndrome is kind of like, okay, God, I see that. I see why you don't give us your whole plan. You know, anybody who's had some conversations with God knows that he's not big on details a lot of the times, right? He will give you wisdom. He'll give you a vision. But he does not always tell you every single detail to execute everything. And he doesn't always answer every single one of our questions, you know, to the degree that we might want them. And I think that's really for our protection. Just based on my own experiences, I'm like, that is for our protection. Because if God told you the extent of your purpose in a single moment, I think you would freak out. I know that I would, because what God has for you is exceedingly abundantly bigger than what you can even imagine for yourself. And if he really broke that thing down to you fully in one moment, I think you'd be done. I think you'd run in the opposite direction, because I know that I would. And I'd like to think that I have some company there. So it actually is a blessing, even though it's not what we always want to have at the moment. It's a blessing that he doesn't give us every single thing. And so I would just encourage anybody who's maybe experiencing overwhelm to celebrate those small wins, because God is taking you one step at a time. And then if you're dealing with that and or imposter syndrome, to also celebrate the small wins, but then to just really take things one step at a time. God's word, get in it if you aren't, will light up your path, your purpose, one step at a time. You don't have to do everything today. You just have to do the first step today. That's all you have to do, is accomplish the step that you're on right now. That's what I have to really remind myself of often. So I don't, you know, it's a journey. It's not always just about the destination. We have to take things one day at a time. So I do say plan for your future, have your goals in order, have your goals set. But life happens. As you have to evaluate and revise, if you find out that you are giving yourself too much, then break that thing down. If it's where God has for you to go, then you will get there. You know, and while you do want to be consistent, so, you know, if you're just having a lazy day and you find that you have too many lazy days, then, you know, get that thing together and really discipline yourself. So I'm not saying don't be disciplined. I'm not saying don't be consistent. I'm just saying, you know, take time with yourselves. We are mortal. We get tired. You know, bad things happen in life and they affect us. And so I heard, I think it was Devon Franklin and Pastor Teray Roberts who were, Pastor Teray Roberts had a called leadership summit, I think it was. And they shared a video on YouTube. I think it was called When Faith Calls. And Pastor Devon was saying that you really just have to, he was kind of just talking about how you have to take things one at a time. Sorry, I lost my train of thought. But he was saying how you have to take things one day at a time too, you know. And he kind of told his story. And it's like, really don't despise a day of small beginnings. If that's where God has called you to, then you will get there. And so with that, I'll go ahead and go into our goals check-in. Last week, I suggested that you evaluate your current process for getting things done. You know, you would set up a time and a schedule to kind of get things done. And then just how did that go for you? Were you realistic? Did you set enough time? Was, you know, there things you could have got done that you didn't? Did you get anything done? You know, kind of identify your areas of weakness and strengths, and then go forward with that. This week, I'm going to say commit to a solid change in your routine. So if you were able to wake up that 30 minutes or an hour earlier and get some things done, then I say go ahead and commit to that and make that part of your routine. If you found that it's better to stay up late or spend, if you get an hour lunch break or something, you want to spend half your lunch break after you've eaten and rested and stuff like that a little bit, if you want to spend half your lunch break type in a few words, you know, whatever it is that worked for you. If you want to commit to that being a part of your routine, if every Friday you get off and you say, hey, while the kids are at school, I'm off. These are some things I can get done, whereas maybe I'd usually sleep in a little bit longer or, you know, whatever. I would say go ahead and commit to that as being part of your routine. Once something's part of your routine, it's not something you think about as much, right? You don't always have to stay on yourself so hard to brush your teeth, because maybe it's part of your routine to go ahead and brush your teeth as soon as you have your morning cup of coffee. That's what it is for me. I figure, why brush them before coffee? But, you know, I don't have to make myself brush my teeth. I don't have to. It's not an extra thought on my mind that's overwhelming to me. It's not something I have to set an alarm for. It's so part of my routine that I just go right into it, right? And so commit to one change of your routine. Don't try to change your whole routine all at once, but commit to one change. You got fitness goals. You want to get in shape. Commit to waking up that 30 minutes earlier to get in that 30 minutes of cardio, you know, whatever it is. But go ahead and commit to that. And with that, I want to go ahead and pray us out. Lord, we just ask that you bless us and keep us. Turn your face toward us and be gracious to us. Shine your countenance upon us and give us peace. God, we thank you just for who you are. We thank you for the anointing and the callings that are on our lives. We thank you for the wisdom and the light that you're word puts up on our path to guide us into our next step, Lord God, whether it be our first step, our 50th step, or our step over the course of many, many years. God, we just look to you to give us that next step. God, we trust in you for wisdom. You said that we can ask for wisdom without you trying to find a reason not to give it to us. So right now, God, we receive your wisdom, Holy Spirit. We receive your guidance in everything that we do. We acknowledge your name in all that we do so that it may be blessed. In the name of Jesus, amen. And with that, I'm out. Get it done. Today's going to be a busy Saturday for me, and that's okay because I'm looking forward to all that God will help me accomplish. I'm out.